Yep, you're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula, where you get that roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. This is going live on the IBGR Network International Business Growth Radio on episode 20. Today, we are going to be talking about how to speak on your podcast without sounding like you're reading a script. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, have some global radio authority and podcast experting under my belt. I've produced about 14,000 podcasts, and I'm here to share everything that I have learned with all of our listeners.
And I am Ben Gioia, three-time international. No, I'm not reading from a script.
No, not at all.
No. No, no, please, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, please do not do that, right? Right. Instead, do what we're teaching you in these 13 weeks, right? If we haven't met before, I'm a three-time international best-selling author. I've reached about 50,000 people with my teachings through the kind of stuff that we are teaching through these weeks, during these weeks. So remember, you can follow the plan, follow the roadmap at influencersformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us, for your business podcast, contact us today at ibgr.info. And Donna, I love how we're starting today, and would invite you to kick us off and say a little bit of something from our friend Lance about authenticity.
I'd love to. He says, authenticity is the alignment of head, mouth, heart, and feet. Thinking, saying, feeling, and doing the same thing consistently. This builds trust and followers love leaders they can trust. Again, that's Lance. How do you say his last name?
Secretan? I'm not Secretan. Secretan. I'm not totally sure, but either way, Lance, we thank you.
Yes, it's phonetic. but that's what this one is all about. Because when we were talking about this episode, you and I, Ben, I originally was talking about it being confidence, that you're going to show up confidently because you're doing the work, you're doing the script, you're writing things out, and you're getting words in front of you. And you said, I don't know that it's confidence. I don't know that it's becoming a confident person as much as it's becoming a certain person worth listening to. So you can be relatable and authentic without sounding like you're reading from a script.
Yep.
You don't want to read from the script, but you want to know what you're going to say next.
Yeah. Yeah. Donna, thank you for saying that. And, you know, I wish I could credit the person who helped me think in this way, but that difference between confidence and certainty, right? Like, you know, that the confidence is a mental attitude. This is how I think about it. Right. And certainty is an embodied knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the certainty is the fact that, you know, not only have you done some preparation, right, which is what we're talking about here, but you're also, you know, certain in your message, certain in the stand that you're taking, certain in what you're bringing to the world, and that no matter what happens in that moment, you know, with the podcast, with your guest, with your client, what, you know, in the car, whatever it is, you know, that you have the certainty, you know, that you can respond how you need to respond right in that moment, right? So it's not confidence, I'm going to do this right, it's going to go exactly like I plan, but it's the certainty in, you know, being in the mix and in the dance of life and the podcast and all the things that happen, and that it's going to work.
Yep. And as you're saying that, I'm getting some mental images. Again, going back to music, we talk about when you're conducting there being an ictus that gets people to want to start to play. But you can take it bigger. If you've ever been in a room of people and you have the person up front that's speaking and they say, okay, everybody, now we're going to go ahead and do X, Y, Z. And they say it very confidently, but you don't see anybody taking action. It's that difference between, okay, let's do it now. And then people are like, oh yes. Oh my gosh, I'm ready to go do that. That I think is the difference. Have you ever been in a room like that?
Totally. Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
yeah, there's inspiration. Sorry, Donna. I feel like it's both inspiration and direction from, you know, from the stage, as it were, from the speaker.
Correct. Yes. That gets people not only their attention, but also gets them into motion. And that's what has to happen as a podcaster. If you want to be the influencer, if you want to be the transformative voice in somebody's life, it's how to not only just talk at them, but bring them along with you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And part of being an authority, right? We talk about the psychological factors of influence, Robert Cialdini, right? Knowing, liking.
I met him.
Yeah, I like him too.
No, I met him.
You met him. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. It's very cool. Did you know, like, and trust him?
I did. The way that when he, you did what he wanted you to do when he was from the stage. It was really incredible. Yeah. A little rabbit hole.
Thank you. No, I'm glad you had that opportunity. And why I'm saying this is because the Cialdini factors of four of the factors of influence, right? Knowing, liking, trusting, authority, right? People say yes when they picture us as an authority. So if you direct people, you tell people what to do, you don't be a jerk, but you tell them what to do. Go click here now. Go here. Join us today. Come find out. Come to the front of the room and get your copy of the book. Like, whatever the thing is, that is a service to people, right? You're not trying to make them do something. You're not trying to manipulate or persuade. You're trying to influence them to say yes, so their lives and businesses can be elevated by who you are and what you're offering.
Yes. Yeah. And the way to do that, basically what we're saying is you want to sound professional and confident, but you don't want to sound stuffy. Yes. So you've heard those people from the microphone who bore you to tears, but they're very confident. And that's not what we want here. We want to think back to that fireside chat. And the way to do that is practice so that you're relatable and authentic without sounding like you're reading from the script. You never want to sound like you're reading from a script, even though you might be having words in front of you. It's okay to have words. We have words in front of us.
Yes. And sometimes we read those words from the words in front of us, but it doesn't mean we're reading from verbatim from a script.
Correct. And it allows you, because you've not only written it out, like we asked you to do in the last episode, but we're asking you now to speak it out loud. See how it rolls off your tongue. Sometimes words are a little, we get the little, I can't speak for you, Ben, but sometimes the words don't always come out right out of my tongue. And they have to get changed.
Yep. Seashells by the seashore.
Wow. That's impressive.
It was impressive. I thought I was going to screw it up, which was trying to be my point. And then, you know, I even my example by doing
sometimes it. I can't even say my name right. That's a true story. But but you know, what is the difference? What does it mean to be certain versus confident? I think we have been giving example an example about the two differences of those. So you want to mentally run through your show. You want to verbally run through your show. Exactly. You want to add some transitions in there somewhere. You want to move your, but you want to, it's the dress rehearsal.
Yeah, that's a good way to say that. And I am a big fan. Probably nobody's ever said this sentence before, but I'm a big fan of dictating as part of the dress rehearsal, right? So using some kind of AI software like Otter or something similar, right? And just talking yourself through, like taking 13 minutes, pressing record and being like, okay, you know, the first thing I'm going to do is my intro. I'm going to say this, this, and this. Like, you can literally do what I'm doing, right? And then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do my hook. Okay, the hook will probably be about this, right? Like, you can literally walk through it, you know, export that text, and you have something down on paper now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, like make this welcoming to you. Make it easy. Use the technology. Don't bury yourself in technology, but use technology that will help you and use resources that will help you. We are happy to help you. Of course, you can go to influencersformula.com and follow the roadmap week by week. Episode 13 of season 11. We're in season 11. Episode 13 is always the fallback episode. If you need to know what to do, right, go to episode 13, right? And in the meanwhile, if we can help you, ibgr.info. And practice. You can record yourself and listen back. And, you know, allow yourself the certainty of knowing your stuff in your body and just being able to speak it as easily as you feel passionate about it.
And I just want to comment when you talked about the dictation, when you talk about speaking the word and having the AI write it down, the blank page is sometimes the scariest thing for people. Mm. And it takes away that blank page. You're just speaking and it'll write it for you. I really appreciate that you said that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I love that you said that too. Dictation takes away the blank page.
It really does. It really does. However you decide to do it, whether it's written out or you do the dictation piece, go rewrite any parts that don't flow naturally off your tongue. And you'll know that. Listen to yourself back. That can be one of the hardest things ever. But do it anyway, because you might surprise yourself. I think there are a lot of people that don't like the sound of their voice, but then when they do listen back, they're like, oh, that's not as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah. And that doesn't sound like your voice. You hearing your own voice doesn't sound like it sounds to anybody else. So, you know, move on. It's time to move on.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We love you. It's time to move on.
We say that with love. At a very minimum, what we want you to do this episode is practice your core elements out loud. The core elements, again, being your introduction, your sign-on, your calls to action, your outro, how you're going to end your show. At a very minimum, practice those, because those are going to be the difference between people continuing to listen to your content or moving on.
Yeah, that's where you sound like a professional or not. Is in your core elements, especially your intro, you know.
Exactly. People- yeah. If you listen to us, you might hear a different tonality in our intros and our outros versus the rest of it. Any final take actions, Ben?
Oh gosh. Just that, you know, everybody has what they need, right? You know, we went through Fear Your Podcast, that inner voice. We talked about the unsexy success factors, speaking of speaking, script or not script your podcast or option C. We like option C, and how to speak on your podcast without sounding like you're reading a script. Clearly, I do not sound like that.
No. And next week, we're going to talk about stage presence, being a person worth listening to behind the microphone and all that goes along with that. This is episode number 20, How to Speak on Your Podcast Without Sounding Like You're Reading a Script, in our series, Business Podcasting Made Easy. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Ben Gioia. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you next week. Same time. Bye for now.